We're going to begin the sugya of Ger Katan today. The Gemara is in Ksubas and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Amar Rufuna, Ger Katan Mabilin Asal Das Bastin." So there's a mechanism to be Megayer Ger Katan Al Das Bastin. My Kamashalan was a chiddush of that. Dischusu Love Zachal Adon Shalav Afanav Tanina Zachal Adon Shalav Afanav and Chal Adon Shalav Afanav. So I already know this principle of Zachin. Sounds like the Gemara is assuming this is just another manifestation of a known principle. Mao de tema of kechav in bethkeri yichalei. The kai malan evad vaday bethkeri yichalei. So you might have thought that it's not as chos. Kamash malan, the hani mili gadol, the tam di sura. Aval kadun zchusulo. Fine. So what we need to clarify for starters is what is the mechanism of Geiris Katan, which the Gemara says works al das bezdin, and is there a distinction between where it's the father of this child bringing him to bezdin to be megayer, as opposed to the mother, as opposed to anyone else? And then how does this das bezdin work? Meaning, what is it that would be lacking without Das Bezdin that Das Bezdin provides? And then we'll have to discuss whether Zachin, in the context of Ger Katan, works Min HaTorah. Sorry, well, before that, whether the Zachin we're talking about is a Kol HaTorah Kula Zachin, which is what the Gemara sounds like from the Gemara's Kasha, that don't we already know Zachin Lel Shalom Afanav, or is the Zachin of Ger Katan somehow different in its mechanism than a standard zachin? So let's start with Rashi over here. Rashi writes, "Im ein lo av, the imo haviyasal es gayer." What's the context of Rufuna's memra, the ger katan mabilin asal das bezdin? If he doesn't have a father and his mother brings him for geiris, al das mabilin. The ein lecha ger b'lo mi l'tfila al das bezdin shloshi yihu b'tfila sa kedin kol tfila sker shetichum gimo v'hei na'asin lo av, and they function as the father v'rehu ger al yidein u'mago b'yayin kashik. So again, Rashi first says what's the case ein lo av v'imo haviyaso, his mother's bringing him, no father. And Bezdin functions ke'av, he'nas, and lo'av. So Rashi sounds like the necessity for Bezdin is only where there's no av. Bezdin is a stand-in for a father. If there's a father, you don't have to come on to Bezdin's role. And Bezdin is just necessary where there's no father. So that requires further clarification. So what is that role that the father would play in Ger Katan? And how is that supplanted by Bezdin? And how dafk is Rashi? Rashi says, if he doesn't have a father, then his mother brings him. So why, that sounds like there's a difference between if the father brings him and if the mother brings him. Meaning, if the mother brings him alone, you still need Das Bezdin. If the father brings him, you don't need Das Bezdin. So why should that be, and how does Rashi know that? So it could be Rashi knows that from the Lashon of Gemara. The Gemara, a little bit later on, said, Hacha Mayaskinan. The Gemara asks, well, let's pick up where you left off in the Gemara before. The lemesayele hagiyaris v'hashvui of hashifcha shenishdu v'shenishachar v'nishgayru shenishachar klusas yinos shalashem yivachad. So that's what it's doing in this gemara here. The Mishnah is talking about the ksuba for giyaris v'shvui hashifcha shenishdu v'nishgayru shenishachar klusas yinos shalashem yivachad. So what's that seer of geiris at that young age? The gemara says my lav da'pelino das bezdin. So doesn't that prove that there's an institution of Geiris al Das Bezdin? Look, Hachamayiskinan, Begerish and Eskayru, Banav, Ubanos, Avimo. So maybe that's mashma, that is dafka where the father brings him, then you can say nisgai your bada v'mnosi bimo, but that doesn't necessarily apply where the mother brings him. Now the Ritva here, when the Ritva quotes Rashi, the Ritva diva masalam of Nachman, the Ritva actually quotes Rashi as follows, which is not the Rashi lefaneinu. The Ritva has perish Rashi, shehevio oso aviv v'imo lebezdin legaira. So it's not Heviyaso Ima without the father, but Heviyaso Aviv the Ima. The Alpha Pishahu Eimbo Das Klam Abiyonosal Das Bezdin. So even where father and mother bring him, you'll still need Das Bezdin. But that's not the Rashi Lefanena. The Shita Mekubet says, paragraph beginning, Perish Rashi writes as follows. Perish Rashi, Zal, Eino Lashon Kein, Ela Kakosav Al Das Bezdin. And Eilo Aviv Ima V'yasal Iskayir. Right, so that's our Rashi. No father, mother brings to the Vimagayir. V'kashin, Manoshach. Im Ima Niskayir Imo, Lamali Das Bezdin. If the mother's Vimagayir with the kid, what do you need Das Bezdin for? Right, we just saw that line that we're talking about where a kid converts with his, sounds like father maybe, and it's assumed that it's nichol le b'mayit avid avuah. The Shita says, mali av o emlin yitzah. If the point is that the kid wants to do what the father does, doesn't make a difference if it's the father or the mother, the kid wants to do what whatever parent he has does. So there shouldn't be any difference between Heviyaso Imo and Heviyaso Aviv. If Heviyaso Aviv doesn't require Das Bezdin because Nichale, so then Heviyaso Imo shouldn't require Das Bezdin either. Right? There shouldn't be any difference between father and mother. The Oser could be even more than the mother may have more of a pull than the father. The kids naturally gravitate more to the mother. So if we're talking about where mother comes to be Megayer, then what do you need Das Bezdin for? Vim lo disgayri imo imo, aleph imo ayin imo. But if the mother's not be Megayer with him, then lama le lemeimer de'ein lo av. So the point isn't that there's no father. Afilu shahayu lo av, kevin de'ein lo disgayri imo, binan Das Bezdin. If the point is that if the parents are converting with the kids, so then you don't need Das Bezdin. So it doesn't make a difference whether the father is there or not. The point is the father converting or not? If the parents are converting, so then the kids are nigger after the parents. Nichaleh might avid avuhon, and the mothers also. And if the parents aren't converting, then it doesn't make a difference whether the father is there or not. Even if the father is there, you should require das bezdin because the father is not converting with the kids, and that das bezdin is necessary to fill in that gap. So says the Shita of Efshar, the kol sheyesh lo av the aim umedino. So lisgayer, so anytime there are parents, either or both father and mother, and they bring the kid to be misgayer, achal gav the aim of misgayer mivo. Even if they're not converting alongside, nichalei b'mayid the av delay of the imo the aim of tzarach das bezdin. So Shita suggests maybe it doesn't make a difference really whether the parents are converting per se, even if they're not converting, but they express an interest in the kids converting, so then that supply is sufficient das, and you don't need das bezdin. But again, he was bothered with Rashi says him elo aviv imo haviyasal iskaya. So he's bothered manashach. If the mother's being a guy, you're waiting to Das Bezdin. If the mother's not being a guy, what difference does it make if the father is there or not? So the answer is no. It actually doesn't make a difference. The point is, it doesn't make a difference whether the parents are converting or not. The point is whether there's a parent there facilitating the process, indicating that they want the kid to be a guy. So it's time to get understood in Rashi. The case is there's no father. The mother's bringing him to be Megayer. and the mother's not being megayer either. So there's no parent being megayer, and there's no father there. So it sounds like if there was a father, even if the father wasn't being megayer, so then you wouldn't need das bezdin. But what's important in Yaneinu is that the Shita seems to assume within Rashi that there isn't a fundamental difference between father and mother. If there's an active parent of either gender who is facilitating the Geirus process, then there's no need for das bezdin. Definitely if the parent is converting with the kid, and maybe even if the parent is not converting with a kid. The Rashba, in a slightly different way, assumes that as well in Rashi, that there isn't a fundamental difference between father and mother. The Rashba writes, that in a Hanami, if the mother is being begayer with a kid, there's no need for das bezdin. And here we're talking about the mother's not converting. And the Chiddush of Rashi, why does Rashi stress Imo Haviyasa Lisgayer? Rashi's telling you that Bezdin isn't in the conversion business. We're not looking around to find children to convert. It's only if someone brings them, then Bezdin will be Nizake to convert a kid, but they're not going to look to find kids to convert on their own. At some point out that the Ran maybe sounds a little different than that. The Ran, the Ran writes, "V'lo shiyu bezdin mitzuvin lachser v'lamo l'sa'akva me'afma." It's not that bezdin goes out to convert non-Jews on their own. Elosh in bahatinak me'afma. If the kid comes on his own, o shaviyaso imo, or mother brings him. Or Bezdin does it on their own initiative. So maybe that sounds like Bezdin sometimes could take the initiative. Okay. But the Rashba and the Shita and the Bezdin notwithstanding, there definitely is a stronger mashmos in Rashi, if Elo Av Ima V'Yasalskaya, that there is a more fundamental difference between father and mother, that if father is involved, there's no need for Das Bezdin. If mother is involved, there may still be a need for Das Bezdin. Why should that be? So it could be that this distinction is based on something that the Meiri elaborates on. The Meiri, Dibur Maskel Ger Katan, writes as follows. Mabilin Osoel Das Bezdin, Kolomar, Sha'osam Habayim Legairo, Modian Esadar LeBezdin. So those people that are initiating, that are expressing the interest in having the king converted, inform Bezdin, Umegayrin Oso Al Daitam, and Bezdin is Megayer these kids Al Das, on their own Das, Al Das Bezdin, Ki'ilu Haim Avosav Shelzeh, as if Bezdin are the fathers of this Ger Katan, right? Rashi said, Nasim Lo Av, Shehei Inyano Maser Lehem, that they are in charge of his affairs, kederech she'inyan ben maser la'av, just as a father is in charge of his son, lachnisa lebris ulukedusha sabuna, to give him a bris milah and to infuse him with the proper faith. So just like the father is responsible for the religious development of a kid, absent the father, Bezdin steps into that role. And that could be that the father, or the Bezdin is the stand-in for the father, has a certain bias for being the Geyer, the kid. According to the Meiri, that's only effective where the father is Megayer, is himself Megayer as well, Misgayer as well, but it could be even if the father is not Misgayer. And to understand that, there's a comment of the Or Sameach. Or Sameach Hilchas Avadim Perichas Halachakaf. Or Sameach Hilchas Avadim Perichas Halachakaf. It explains that this authority, this ability for a non-Jewish father to come and bring his son to Beis Din and effect a Geirus on behalf of the son, or for the son, that may stem from the general power that a Nachri has to sell his son into Abdus. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avadim Perek Tes Halacha Beis, Tes Beis, Echad HaKona Eved Kenani MiYisrael O Min Ger Toshav. So if a person acquires, a Jew acquires a Eved Kenani from another Jew or from a Ger Toshav, O Min HaAkum Shu Kavish Achaf Yadenu, or you acquire an Eved from a non-Jew living in your territory, O Me'echa Misharu Umos, or from any other nation, Yesh Lo Limkor Es Asmo LiYisrael LeEved. So this person can sell himself to a Jew as an Eved, very Eved Kenani L'Chol David, he has the status of an Eved Kenani. The Chayim, Lo Cher Bano Lubinosav. A non-Jew is allowed, he's authorized to sell his children, his sons and daughters. Shenamar, mehem tektubi mishvachasam asher imachem asher elida barzachem. V'chol echem me'eler reyu ke'eved kenani l'chol davar. So we assume, we believe, that a non-Jew has the authority to sell his son or daughter as an eved kenani. So it could be that the Or Sameach goes in this direction, that the ability, the authority of a non-Jewish father to effect a Geirus for his, to bring his kid to Beis Din, for Beis Din to Megayer, that could be based on his rights to sell the kid. So he has the Kinyan Aguf on some level in the kid. So just like he could sell him to the Eved Kenani, he could decide to have him converted. And that role is vested specifically in a father and not in a mother. Along these lines, if David Cohen, the Chavin of Rosh Hashiva, points out, he has a Kuntres Ger Katan in the Sefer Michtam LeDavid. So in his Kuntres Ger Katan, there's some base, he points out a Rashi in Yevamah Sandaf Memches Amud Aleph. The Rashi there writes in the Rashi Memchas Amud Aleph in the Lishna Achrina that when it comes to Mila for a of age child, so you can't be Mal a adult child Bal Karcha, but you could be Mal a Katan Bal Karcha. Meaning you have the right to be Mal a Katan Bal Karcho, that's the koach that the Av has. So that's the case, he wonders, if a non-Jewish father is vested with just such authority, a kind of kinyan or guf in his kid, that he can sell his kid as an Eved Kenani, he can effect a geirus for his kid, so why does the Gemara have to come on to Nichalei B'mayit Av Nevuah? Right, the Gemara says this, that's chos, because it's presumed that he wants to do what his father does. Why do you have to come out of that? Even if he doesn't want to do what his father does, but his father has absolute authority to effect the Geirus or to direct the son where the father wants to direct him. So why do you even have to come on to the notion of Nichalei B'mayit Av Nevuah? And for that matter, we'll discuss as we go on, the Gemara then tells us that Higdili Yechal Nimchos, that a Ger Katan has the ability to be mocha once he becomes a gadol. Because somehow, we'll have to discuss what, something isn't finalized until he's godless. But if the father has the ability to totally affect the destiny of the son, then why is mocha in the cards? He should have full authority to dictate that the son could be megayer, and that geirus is absolute. So Rav David Cohen explains, based on Birka Shmuel, Birka Shmuel is Kedushin Sim and Tesvav, Barclay writes that there are two different elements at play within Gir Katan, two elements of Zechiyah for Sechia / Shlichas. Number one, there's Sechia and Kedushas Yisrael, that he becomes vested with Kedushas Yisrael. And number two, there's also a notion of Das Bailus, that someone has Bailus over this kid to affect Mila Tefila, to affect what needs to be done as part of the formal Geirus process. So even if you have the father acting in his absolute role as a non-Jewish father that has a right, a kinyan, a guf of some sort in his son to sell him or to be megayer him, that only affects the das bailam. So that gives him the authority to insist that there's going to be mila tefila. So where there's a father, the father is exercising that das bailam, and where there's no father, then Bezdin stands and exercises that das bailam, and that's the zakin that Bezdin operates with. But as far as being mapless in Bekdushas Yisrael, so that is going to be the role of Bezdin regardless, that the non-Jewish father can't affect at all. So even where Haviyaso Av, there's still a role that Bezdin needs to play, and there still is a Sukhus that Bezdin is affecting regardless. And that's true even by a ger gadol. That's not only relevant to a ger katan. So in order to affect that's where you need the nichalei b'mayda of an avuan, and that's where machav could come into the picture. Okay, so again, according to some Rishonim's read of Rashi, the sheet of the Rashba, Av is kind of Lavdafka, and whether or not father or mother come, Bezdin need not play the role of Zachin. Although, alternatively, the simpler reading of Rashi is that Av is Dafka, and where the father brings him, there's a stronger koach that the father has to effect a status change in the child, and there Bezdin's role is either non-existent or more limited. And then absent the father, Bezdin stands in to assume the role that the father would have played. Okay. Now, Rashi has a comment. Rashi says Ladas Bezdin, Varehu ger al yedeya umago v'yayin kasha. So once Geirus Katan is completed, the ger is considered a ger, umago v'yayin kasha, and if he touches wine, it doesn't become samyena. So why does Rashi tell you umago v'yayin kasha? If you think about all the nafkaminas of being Jewish, that's not necessarily the first thing that comes to mind. The Rashi sounds like, the fact that he says Dafka Mago B'Yayin Kasher, that Geirus Katan is only effective Midrabanan. And Stangenam is a Din Drabanan. The Rashi is Dafka telling you that he's considered a Jew for Drabanans, but not necessarily for Daraisos. And that's the position that you have in Tosos here, Dibra Maskil Matbilin, that Ger Katan is only effective midirabana. So this is bothered. If Zechiyah is mitam shlichus, Ein shlichus hakatan, and an akam isn't asi lidei shlichus. So then, how could geirus katan be effective in a Torah? So Tav says in a Chanami, is only effective midrabanan. And that's as opposed to Tosfos in Sanhedrin. The parallel Tosfos in the beginning of Ben Saramora, Samachasim Vedu Masul Katan, the Tosfos there assumes that no, Gir Katan works Mina Torah, and the Zechi of the Gir Katan and his Yad are Bank Achas. That's the fact of Mina Torah. Otherwise, how can you ever be mapil any gear? The Tosfos writes as follows there in Sanhedrin. V'nira, the Zechia de Gera slo dami v'shar Zechias. That's not a generic Zachin lavin shalom v'fana. The Masha Bezdim Abdilin also enum Zochin b'avuro. It's not that they're acquiring something in his behalf. They're not affecting some monetary benefit for him. Elohu Zochin b'atmo v'gufo. The Gera himself is becoming a Gera. He's Zochin himself. So doesn't our Gemara sound like it's a generic Zachar? The Gemara says, what's the Kiddush Ger Katan? Everybody knows Zachar. The Gemara says, oh, technical answer. It sounds like fundamentally it's the same Zachar as a Kol HaTorah Kulo Zachar. So what's going on with the Gemara and Ksuvos? Lo hayo bezdin lismatzeya lahachnis gufo v'dav v'sheish l'chova. So it's not that it operates with the regular zachin. We just have to establish that it is a tchus, because if it wasn't a tchus, so why would bezdin get involved? But it's not a regular zachin of kol HaTorah kula. Okay, so again, Tosfos and Ksuvos here assumes that Gir Katan is Midrabanan. Tosfos and Sanhedrin assumes it's Mina Torah. The Tosfos Rosh that has a Raya that is Mina Torah from Dor HaMidbar. Dor HaMidbar, Gemara increases that test, was Nichnas, B'mila, Tfila, Vertha Sam. Right? Everyone had a conversion, B'mamet Har Sinai, which included Mila and Tfila. So obviously, there were plenty, there were Yisomim Ketanim around. There were children who didn't have a father, who presumably would have needed Geiris as well, Al Das Bezdin. So that must have been a factor in the Torah, because Lo Matzino, it doesn't make sense that most of the Jews would have been Jewish in the Torah and the Yisomim Ketanim would have been Darabana. So obviously, Gir Katan is a factor in the Torah, which is how we generally assume that a Ger Katan is a Ger Min HaTorah, subject to however Macha works, as we'll discuss. Yeah.
What's the purpose of it? Is it just a Rabbon?
I'm sorry?
What's the purpose of it? They wouldn't have any Chiluv and they wouldn't get any Schar. It would just be like Yahin. Hmm?
It would be?
Again, so with wine, Rashi was saying, other.
Right.
Some more prohibitions.
What do you mean they wouldn't get Schar? Does I'm any sure. Katan get Schar?
What?
Does any katan get schar?
No.
Sorry?
Well, still the question still stands. What's the point? Just to avoid a situation where if they touch wine or...
Whatever the reason that we would benefit from having a ger katan would be. Okay.
Just tell them the way.
I'm sorry?
Just tell them the way.
To wait till we come to Gadol? Okay, so that could be fine. So maybe we don't want to have non-Jewish children around the house.
You do have non-Jewish children around the house.
What do you mean?
They're not Jews.
On a Doraisa level.
Yeah. Any halachos Doraisa, just these few.
Okay, so if there's no mechanism to affect the Geiris Min HaTorah, so at least let's save the Darabanans, maybe. Not sure. Okay, so then the Gemara has as follows. Arm of Yosef. About halfway down. Higdilu yecholim limchos. So once a Ger Katan becomes of age, they could be mocha. Rashi. Higdilu ketanash in iskairu. V'afilu im aviyem. So Rashi writes beferish, even if they're megayer with the father, yichal limchas v'lomar I afshenu lios geira. We're not interested. V'chozu l'suran. They go back to their old ways. V'ein lana l'onshem bebezdin. V'afilu yadein tekifa. In Kiddush Isha Mishamicha Enos Yichaget Lios Yisal Momer. So he is, if this person is Moch who wants to go to Gadol, so then he's not Jewish at all, even the Chumrah. The Gemara says Eisive Abaye Hagiores V'Hashvuya V'Hashivcha Sheniftu V'Sheniskayru V'Sheneshakaru. So our Mishnah here on the top of Yudas and Subis, that if you have a Gioras who converted under the age of 3 and now gets married, she's entitled to a Ksuba of 200 Zuz. So if you do have the Ashen Amacha, Yavina La Ksuba, the Azavachu, you're going to give her a Ksuba, and then she's going to go and be Mocha. I mean, the Gemara is assuming at this point that you can be Mocha at any point. You can be Mocha when she's 50. So she'll be married for 30 years, he'll give her a ksuba, and then the next day she'll be mocha and she'll take the money and run. Gemara says, L'chi gadla. No. The option of macha is only we're only going to give her the ksuba when she becomes a gadola. So the chigala not malchi benachka. Fine, so give her the ksuba she becomes a good gala, and then she becomes some point later. Kevin she dila sha'achas lamichsa shevei nechol limchas. No, the window for macha closes after sha'achas, which we'll have to define. Once she becomes a gadola for sha'achas, and she's not mocha, then the window is closed. No more opportunity to be mocha. Okay. So how do we understand this option of macha? This mechanism of macha. As we referenced earlier, the Rishon bothered when it comes to Gir Katan, where is the Kabbal Samitzos? Because if you can't have a Gir without Kabbal Samitzos, where's the Kabbal Samitzos for the Gir Katan? So the Ritva, we quoted this earlier in the Kabbal Samitzos context, the Ritva writes, here in Ksuvus Yud Aleph, Dahu hahu l'mitzvah v'lo l'akev. Kabbal samitzvos, which we explained in the Ritva's context, means what we call hodas samitzvos. Informing other mitzvos is nam akev. V'hacha delav bar hodahu enam akev. And therefore, when it comes to katan, because a katan, given his lack of being a bardas, isn't subject, can't receive hodah, so that lack of hodah is not Ma'akev. Or as the Shitun Gvesis writes, Afal Gav Yitzara Kabbalah Hani Mili Hecha De Efshar Aval B'katan Lo Efshar. Even though you need Kabbalah, that's only a L'Kachila where it's impossible. Now Ma'akev, again, in context, Kabbalah is what we refer to as Hodah. Okay, so that's the Ritva that Shitun Kabbalah says, that we don't insist on Hodas HaMitzvos, and effectively there's no real Kabbalah HaMitzvos for Ger Katan. However, the Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Ben Saramora, San Chesam Veiz, their Tosfos assumes that there is a Kabbalah, but that Kabbalah is affected when he becomes a Gadol. Mitoch shegadlu v'lo michu hayna kabbalah. That's Lashon Tosfos in the beginning of Ben Sarmora. Once a ger katan becomes a gadol and isn't mocha, that is an implicit kabbalah. The lack of macha constitutes a kabbalah. For Tosfos, you don't need a beferisha kabbalah. You don't have to ask the ger katan when he becomes a gadol, are you mekabel mitzvos? The fact that he's not mocha is an implicit Kabbalah, and that's sufficient to satisfy the requirement of Kabbalah. The Ritva himself goes further, the Ritva Narsiga. He quotes that Tosfos. If he's going on the line that we just read, so once the window is closed, once the hour has passed, then there's no option for Macha anymore. The Mitzvah asked in Tomar, what does that mean, Sha'achas? 1 hour? How do you calculate that hour? How are you mitzamsem the precise moment that someone becomes a gadol? Because up to that point they can't be mocha, and afterwards they also can't be mocha. So how are you mitzamsem? What's that sha'achas? Tirtzu b'tosvos de'enam gerim gemurim as shemodin osam matan scharan ve'onsham shel mitzvos kisha higdilu. So it doesn't mean that there's a 1 hour window which there can be mocha. It means as follows, more complicated. The geirus is only complete once this person is informed of schar ve'onesh and is in mocha at that point. V'achi kamar, kevin shigdila sha'achas b'geirus gemura achar shigdila v'odiyu la'onesha mitzcharen shal mitzvos shuv einei cholim chos. So that sha'achas isn't the moment that he becomes a gadol. That if you become a gadol in Eisleis and you're born 3 o'clock in the morning, so 3 o'clock in the morning, the day of your bar mitzvah, you have an hour to be mocha. It means once you become a gadol, you have to be modia them about the mitzvos, and then after your modia them, which is a definable moment in time, then you have an hour to be mocha. So what the Ritva quotes in the Bali Tosfos assumes that there is a need for an actual formal Kabbalah, Hodah Kabbalah, when they become a Gadol, and the Geirus is only finalized if you have that formal Kabbalah. There has to be an articulation. And you get the impression from the Ritva, though it's not Befeirish, that the Ritva would say this has to be in front of Beis Din also. Because Bezdin are the ones that always affect Hodas HaMitzvahs. That extreme position of the Ritva is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, not quoted in Poskim. You don't find that lahalacha, that there's a requirement of a formal Hodah either in front of or not in front of Bezdin. But that's an extension of what we do see in Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Tosfos and Sanhedrin doesn't say you need a formal Kabbalah, but the point of Macha is that you need a Kabbalah Samitzis on some level, and the lack of Macha is a de facto Kabbalah Samitzis. The Ritva goes further that you actually need a formal Hodan Kabbalah. Okay, so what we need to discuss further now is what exactly is the get of this macha? What is the window for macha? When can it take place? And what is the macha? Which are related questions. So the Ritva that we just said assumes that it doesn't mean Sha'achas literally wants to become a gadol, because he has shel tzamtzem. It means that you, at the point, you need to inform them that Hadassah Mitzvos, And then they could either accept or reject at that moment. Tosi Yishanim in the Shittim Kvestis here in Tsubis has a difference to the, different tariffs to that Kasha V'yesha L'tzamtzem, that how do you precisely pin down that Kevin Shigdila Sha'achas V'lamifsa. The Tosi Yishanim writes that if the person is Noheg Minagius, is conducting himself as an Anjou a day before they become bar mitzvah and the day of bar mitzvah. So even if you can't pinpoint that precise moment, if there is a precise moment that someone becomes bar mitzvah, but if they're knowing a essential macha leading through whatever that point in time was, it's sometime, let's say, over this 24-hour period. So we don't know precisely when that sha'achas is, but if the person is acting like a guy the day before and acting like a guy the day after, and continues to be knowing this Maisa Gius during that window of time, that constitutes Macha. And that's what the Chachmei Sfarad have. The Rashba has like that, the Ritva has like that, the Ran has like that. Lashon HaRitva is Yeshlomar, Demairi B'mocha V'holeches Mitoch Katnus L'acher Gadlus Shelogid L'Sha'achas V'lo Macha. That you're progressing from Katnus into Gadlus with a constant macha. You're at conducting yourself as an Anjou, and that conduct bridges the period from before bar mitzvah to bar mitzvah, and that constitutes a macha. Right? There is what we quoted before, that you need a da, and then in response to that, that was what he calls in Bali Tosos. That's his expansive presentation of the Tosos and Sanhedrin. The Tzva himself has this tarot that the Rashba and the Ran have, and the Tosi Shonim have as well, that Macha means a acting as a non-Jew for a period of time that bridges the gap between before Bar Mitzvah and becoming Bar Mitzvah. Lashon HaTosfos L'chi Gadla. The Tosfos writes in Tomar, "Balok far gedolahi, she nara came and she bas knas." Mefarish ri l'chi gadla v'naga min agadus. So if she becomes a gedola and conducts herself like a Jew, so then macha is no longer an option. Whereas the Tosfos Rush has a little bit more expansively that when she becomes a gedola, she's if she's not doing a maisa yadus, then she still has the option of being mocha. But once she's nohegas minagadus, then you can't be mocha anymore. So if she, on the day of her bas mitzvah, does Jewish things, davens, lights Shabbos candles, or anything that reflects the conduct of a Jew, so then that closes the window of macha. I'll just read the Lashon Tazer Rash. Kevin Shigdila Sha'achas V'kima Shuv Mitzvahs Yahadus. So once she becomes a Gedola and she practices Mitzvahs Yahadus, D'i Higdila Sha'achas Tavka Kamar, if it means literally 1 hour, in Kai Mai Kamar Higdila Chal Limchas Heach Tichavin Ashar Keherafayin Yesho Tzamsim Alavad Echid Rusho Higdila V'lo Asa Maisa Yahadus. So, if she's not doing anything Jewish, she can be mocha. But once she does something Jewish, then that closes the window of macha. Or Lashon HaRitva, along the same lines, kigon she'asas nasa ma'isa yehudis achar shegadla, she does something Jewish, v'nikarin ma'asa she'in ma'asa yehudis, and you can yadus. You recognize her actions that these are actions that a Jew does. So that seems to be reflected in the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch and Sif Ches. Sif Zayin Lachaber writes, "Ovi Kachavim Kata and Yishlo Av Yachol Gayer Asav and Elo Av the Balus Gayer O Ima Mivias Lus Gayer Bez Megayer Asav." Shetchus alav zachal am shalafana ben kadosh shigiru av ben shigiru zebezden yachal limchas mishayagiel the ein din of yisal mumer agal kachavim sitches mezvar murim. When can you be mocheh? B'shalom nahag min agados mishahidyo. When he wasn't acting Jewish, when he became gadol. Aval nahag min agados mishahidyo. Shuv ein yachal limchas. But once he starts acting Jewish, doing Jewish things, then that closes the window of Mocha. So that's the formulation that you see in the Ritva, and the Rashba, and the Ran. And those who showed it, there has to be no way a minhag yagas. Now it's not so clear, what is this minhag yagas? Does it mean you do one Jewish thing? That you're Mechal Shabbos, you eat tarfus, but you daven? Is that, is it you have to do a single minhagas yagas, and that's enough? And then you close the window to Maka. So the Shach writes, thank you. The Shach writes in Sittat and Yizayin, Yoko Limkos Mishayagil, Haran Kasav, Dinahida Machos Khan La Makahi, the Indian Shinis Rasa, Akar Kach E Machosaklum, Afilak Mahani, the Indian Delaka Shehigil, and Amav Macha Aso Mahani. So that's saying that if he affects or expresses the macha as a katan and continues to be macha into the period of gadlus, which is what we saw in the Rashi of the Ritva. So then that macha would work even if it starts bechanusa, goes into gadlusa. So I think we'll stop here. Next time we'll have to discuss from the later postgame what are the parameters of this hanhagas yadus and what actually constitutes macha. Yeah.
These opinions hold as darabon and daraisa. Huh?
Again, most rishonim assume that it's daraisa, and that aside from the tosafot here, I'm sorry.
All these opinions that say it has to do with them acting like Jew or non-Jew.
Yeah.
At that time, they all say it's daraisa.
They all.
Do they all say it's
I believe so. I believe that Tosa, that I have to check. And the Tosa in Ksuvus here assumes that it's Darabanan. So Tosa, the Re here, has a formulation of Chi Gadlo Vinaga Mina Yehudis. So that is the same Re as the earlier Tosas. The other is showing it. I'm sorry?
So what is
the early Tosa the Re? I'm sorry?
The same one that says
Darabanan
says this.
Again, most of the Rishonim assume that it's Daraisa. The Tosas here about Bilin assumes that it's Darabanan, but no, that's not. No, the Re was in the Tosas in Sanhedrin. Right, so it's not the Re. So it may not even be the same. Right, the Tosas L'chigal is the Re, and this is not the Re. Yes, I'm not sure if any of the Rishonim we quoted as far as the Gather Macha are assuming it's the Rabbanan. We have to check.
I'm asking because it wouldn't make sense.
What would make sense?
To say it's the Rabbanan, it has to do with the custom themselves before they're Jewish.
I'm sorry, again?
There's no reason for them to custom themselves to be Jewish, to custom themselves like a Jew, when they're not Jewish.
But they're Jewish with the Rabbanan.
It's not Jewish. So if that gave us their eyes, so why would they need to do they have to do mitzvahs?
Again?
They don't need to do mitzvahs.
Why don't they need to do mitzvahs? They need to do mitzvahs for the Rabbanon.
The Rabbanon have more stuff than that.
I'm sorry?
The Rabbanon don't have any say over what they do.
Why not?
Because they're not Jewish. Why would
they say the Gairus is affecting me, the Rabbanon.
What does that mean? The Gairus has power over non-Jews?
Based in...
Bez doesn't have power over non-Jews. Or Katana.
What do you mean? There is a mechanism of Zachit, so it may be limited to only.
Even if
no, so that could be based on the Yeshkov Yachachamim.
Even if it's Midaraisa, they don't have to do Gemchinach, but besides that, they don't have to do any mitzvahs.
Tosus asks here in Dafir Aleph in Tomar, Hechi havi ger mid rabbanon v'shmina levi bas Yisrael the kedusha kedushin haminatara of kachavim. So if you're telling me that ger kachavim is only mid rabbanon, So how could it be that you allow this Ger Katan Midrabanan to marry a Jew and to affect Kedusha Min HaTorah? Min HaTorah, he's a guy, right?
So assume it's their rights.
What?
If it's their rights, they still won't need to go against us.
I'm sorry?
How do you explain the things that say they need to act like a Jew? They need to act like a Jew to not be Menachal, to not have Menachal, or to affect the Gerus?
Well, so far to not have macha, whether that's the same as the fact that the Gevers will have to talk about probably next time. And then tell us the answer. Yishlomar, Kasavar, Kaman Dar Yisha Rab, the Yishkav Yachacham, Lakar Dar Ben Atar, become a say.
So how's that macha if they don't have mitzvahs? Even with the rest of the time.
Even
what
does
that act like a Jew mean?
I don't understand the question. What does that act like a Jew mean? So what difference does it make the time? But further, now they're Gedolim, so now Macha would be to not act as a Jew. But even if they're Ketanim, Jewish Katan is B'chiv a mitzvah, at least Al-Spinach. I'm sorry?
And then the Gersh starts in the Tent of Babel.